were created to do good works? Learn about God's handiwork in the verse that we have for you today. Hello and welcome to Love and Encouragement to Live By. I'm Tammy Thompson, a Christian author under the pen name of T.S. Thompson, and you can learn all about my books by visiting my website at ts-thompson.com.
And I'm Jo Heather Dodson, your Christian coach, helping you discover what God has next for your work, your ministry, and your life. Learn more about my coaching services at yourchristiancoach.net. Thanks for joining in today for your weekly dose of love and encouragement as we talk about how you are God's handiwork to help deepen your Christian living.
Yep, it's going to be another good one, Jo Heather. We say that about every episode because they are good. We do ever bring you something right. That's not good.
Amen.
No. All right, so today we're going to be talking about Ephesians 2:10. I'll be reading from the NIV version. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Now, I really love the NIV version of this, but I also want to share with you what the King James, how the King James words it. So let me just read it to you from the King James Version. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath, it means has, before ordained that we should walk in them. That's a little more complicated and stuff, but both these versions we're going to be talking about, I'm going to be sharing with you today. Jo Heather probably, she might even have some of her own versions she's going to be throwing in there. So we give you a lot of stuff to look at. So you can grasp this verse completely. And I love the way that God works differently in us, Jo Heather. I used to worry that we're going to talk about the same stuff. I don't worry about that anymore because he gives her different things than he gives me, because he has a lot to share. That's why we do the podcast together. So overall, I'm going to talk about my overall thoughts about this verse is a purpose. It's basically what God's intent is that he made you for, to do good works and stuff. So that's my initial stuff. What about you, Jo Heather?
Yeah. I mean, well, it's like you said, hey, they're all good because it's all God's word. Yeah. And, God is that good, good father. And his word is just powerful. Mm-hmm. And this verse is an example of a scripture. And you go, gosh, that's not a lot of words, but there is a lot of meat in it. And sometimes, and we've all done this, we're going to read the scriptures, but we don't slow down and look at it word for word. Well, that's the point of this podcast, is to help you slow down a little bit and look at things word for word and to talk about, see, the rabbis in Jewish times and today, I'm sure, sat and discussed the word and chewed on it and wondered about it and said, just like Tammy said, she's going to see some things. The Lord's going to reveal things through her and reveal things through me. And here we are getting to share that with you to encourage you and nurture you and help you to experience God's love through his word. So I can't wait for us to talk about what it means to be God's handiwork. I mean, I bet some of you out there have never thought about yourself that way. So I hope you, as our listeners, can start to feel excited and to really begin to believe that you were created in Christ Jesus to do good works that God prepared for you to do. So let's keep it going, Tammy. Take us away here.
I know. I want to, but first I gotta tell people how they can stay connected with us, right? So you can get it not just today, but every week, right? And we have, how many episodes we have now, Jo Heather? We got 70-some?
Oh gosh, I think 70 plus.
Yeah. So we have a lot. So I don't know how many weeks that is, but you could go back. You could binge watch us. We're like Netflix now. You
could go back. Hey, better than Netflix.
I don't have Netflix.
Way better than Netflix.
Yeah, I canceled Netflix a long time ago. But anyways, you get the drift. That's where the binge watching comes from. So you can binge watch us.
That's right.
Get your popcorn.
Right. Yeah.
And open your Bible. Get your tea.
That's right.
But anyways, but before we dive a little bit more, I just want to say, if you're enjoying listening to us, please sign up on our weekly newsletter so we can just email the podcast to you every Wednesday. You get a day ahead of time before we post on social media. And don't forget to like, share, follow, and subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. And you can help us grow by partnering with us through prayer and financial support, whether you want to sow into our ministry effort, we got a donation page, or you want to be a sponsor, or you sponsor your favorite ministry. You know, just reach out to us, you know, and we'll let you know how you can help us. All right, so we're going to dive in. We're going to break this verse down bit by bit so you can chew on it, like Joe Heather talks about chewing on the word all the time. You know, you can chew on it, you can digest it, get your Bible out, make some notes, and you can, you know, go back later and replay it and pause it if you have to and write stuff down. So the first part is, it says, for we are God's handiwork, and the King James says we are his workmanship. I love that. I just love looking at this stuff. So what I gathered from this and I want to share with you is that we are designed by God, fashioned by God, and created in his image. That's what that's saying. It's not just that God made us. You know, of all the creation on earth, we are his prized creation. Did you know that? Go back and look at Genesis. Go back and look at Genesis. You know, he saved us to last. You know, when an artist or a tradesperson, you know, when they show off their handiwork, think about this. When somebody's showing off their handiwork or something, maybe they're working with wood, or, you know, they're working with metal, or even a gardener might even show off their prized possession, right? That they grew, that they handcraft, right? It demonstrates their best work. Think about that. So I bring this up so that you can see yourself and your life created as God's best. You might be looking at yourself, I don't think I'm God's best. But you are, right? Because we were, because you're the only one he made. He didn't make any duplicates of you. You're not like in a factory where you're just cloned. Bloop, 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 bloop. You know, there's only one Joe Heather. He didn't make a dozen of them. Mm-hmm. You know, one special kind. There's no cheap imitations. Nothing. Yeah. One of a kind. So that's my initial thought on this. I just want you to think about how you're his prized possession. You're his, you know, one of a kind, specially made by him. And he's proud of what he made in you. What do you think, Joe Heather?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And you mentioned the word workmanship. So when I was studying, I was looking at the Greek for this. And the Greek, and I may not say it correctly, so don't get upset with me if I don't, poema, P-O-I-E-M-A. And to me, that sounds like poema. And so that's Greek for workmanship, and it means that which is made. And so I found out as I was looking that that's the word from which we get our English word poem. And so it just, you know, I was reading in Andrew Womack's Living Commentary, and I love what he said about it. And so I'm just going to read you directly a quote from him, from the writing. And it says, and this builds on what Tammy just said of, you know, the uniqueness of you, but using that word poem. So it says, we are God's poem, his work of art. It is just as foolish for us to boast of our part in salvation as it would be for a masterpiece painting to boast of painting itself. And I thought, oh, that's kind of neat. You know, that's kind of neat thinking about that. And, you know, so it just, I don't know, I just got fascinated by that this week. And I was thinking about, you know, having my identity as a poem written by God. I mean, that's, you know, when you think about that, it's like, wow, that's amazing. So as Tammy said, you know, the workmanship, if it helps you to think of yourself as a poem written by God, you know, that's how intimate it is and how beautiful it is. And, you know, maybe we can't take that all in, but it's definitely something to meditate on.
Mm-hmm. And it's very beautiful. I mean, to think about that way, you really should get up and look in the mirror every day and say, I am just wonderfully made by the Lord. You know, I mean, look at how different Joe Heather and I look, right? She's got beautiful blonde hair and pretty brown eyes. I have blue eyes, and I know, I guess it's like a light brown hair, but we look different. We're from different parts of the United States. We're different, but we're both beautiful, and we have, you know, our spirits are different. He crafted all of us. He gave us each our own abilities for the life that he has set aside for us, and every single one of us, billions and billions of people that he's made, each one is his masterpiece. Each one is a masterpiece to him. And you got to see yourself that way. You should get in the morning and say, I am a masterpiece of the Lord. Get up and start
That's right.
You should get up and start your day like that. I bet you would go out and look at things a lot differently.
You would.
I know. All right. So part two says, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. So created in Christ Jesus points me back to the book of John. And Jonah has much. I like the book of John. Where it says, everything was made through Christ. And I'll read it to you. It's John chapter 1, verse 3. All things were made by him. I'm talking about Jesus. And without him was not anything made that was made. And I'm going to show you another verse that backs this one up. So this is in Colossians chapter 1, verse 16. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether there be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. You can't get any clearer than that. You cannot get any more clearer than that. Yes. So this is talking about us, right? So God's creation, his handiwork created in Christ Jesus. We, you have to wrap your brain around this a little bit. We were created in Christ Jesus. I know that's, you know, I remember when I first got that little nugget, Joe Heather, you know, it just how that resonated with me. Understand that I was made in him, through him, because he's life. That's what he said. I'm the way, the truth, and life. He's life. We were made. We had to be. If he's life, we had to be made through him, you know. Yes. And for what purpose, right? This verse goes back to say, to do good works, right? So I want to clarify this in simple terms. God created us through Jesus to do good works. It's kind of like a mini purpose statement, right? That we can all claim, you know, getting ready to have our kingdom purpose. Yeah. Women's workshop makes me think about, I see purpose everywhere now, you know? And so you could actually get up and say, you know, I can make a little declaration here. I, Tammy, was God's handiwork created in Christ Jesus to do good works. I like that.
Yes. Amen. Oh yeah. That's so powerful. That's so powerful. I love that. I love that. You guys know I'm really into purpose work. And I mean, how much more powerful can it get than that, right? Wow. The God of the universe, you know, and beyond, you know, calling you to that. So, you know, with my thoughts here, you know, when we come to a saving knowledge of Jesus, we are a new creation. It's our spirit man, so to speak. Body, soul, and spirit. So our spirit, when we come to Christ, becomes completely new creation. We can't see it. I can't touch it. You know, that kind of thing. But it is completely, and if you've ever, and you might know this about yourself, but you might have had a family member or friend who you saw that total transformation at the moment that they came to know Christ. I mean, you can see it. Like the presence, we've talked about this before. It's the presence of God, because you become a new creation by God's power, and God, His Holy Spirit, rests in you. You know, so and in that moment, you know, I'm not saved by anything I've done. All I did was accept the free gift of salvation provided by God through Jesus, and that was done in order to rescue me from my sinful life and to be marked for heaven with Him. But, you know, this verse is pretty clear. That is not the end-all, be-all reason for my salvation, right? It's, oh, save me so I can go to heaven after I die. A lot of Christians just stop there, and I heard it phrased in a preaching the other day. They said there's a lot of converts, but not disciples. And I thought that was a powerful statement, that, Lord, I don't want to just be a convert. I want to be a disciple. I want to be, and that's what we're called to do, is to create disciples, not just converts. My husband and I have talked about a church that we've been exposed to in the past, you know, who were just all about converting souls. Okay, well, then what, right? There's something between that moment and going to heaven, unless you're the thief on the cross when Christ said, you know, you'll be with me in paradise today. You know, that was pretty instantaneous. What good works could he do? Well, he's a testimony, right? He's a testimony. That's his good work. But, you know, God has created this salvation plan, and the word is very clear, in order for me to live a holy life. Okay, and part of living that holy life is what we're talking about today. The fact that there are good works that God has called me to do between the moment of my salvation and my transition to heaven, right? So there's things that take place in there, and you go, well what do you mean? Because maybe you're new to your Christian walk, and you're going, okay, I thought I was just supposed to be saved, and I read my Bible and stuff, right? So what can it look like? Well, at my church, we've been going through a study that they've created called Mirror Image, and it's a series teaching us about how to mirror Christ in the world around us. And so we've been talking about how Christ has saved us so we can reflect his amazing virtues to others and draw them to him. And, you know, what does that mean? What do? Well, we go and tell people what Jesus has done in our lives, wherever we are and whatever we're doing. We reflect the light. We've talked in a recent episode about being the fragrance. You might have missed that. It was a couple episodes back. Being the fragrance of God. Well, when we're going about and doing things. So what are some of the good works? You're going, I don't even know what these good works are. All right. Well, while we're out and about, are we going to feed the hungry? Are we going to give water to the thirsty? Are we going to clothe the naked? Are we going to visit the sick? Are we going to visit those in prison? And you're going, Joe Heather, where do you get this list? Well, check it out in Matthew 25, right? You can read more about that in 25. So that's just a random list that I'm not random, pulled it from the Bible, from the scripture, and that's kingdom work, right? And maybe like right now, Tammy and I are doing good works in that we're chewing on God's word, as she said earlier, and we're bringing it to you to encourage you in your Christian walk, right? That's what God's called us to do, and we do other things. So when we do this kingdom work, whatever that is that God has called you to do, it might be to feed your neighbors or to comfort those who are in sorrow or to raise up children, you know, whatever it is. Jesus ultimately will say to you, come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. And that's what I call being prepared in advance. And that's what this scripture is all about. But you know, there are good works prepared for us in advance. And Christ is even saying our blessing is prepared in advance. Our inheritance has been prepared in advance. And man, I wish I was that organized. but Tammy, you're going to talk more about being prepared. You know, what has God prepared us in advance to do?
Man, but you had so much there. Man, I'm trying to take mental notes as I'm going through.
I just got carried
away.
I'm
like, man, I want to respond on this and respond on this. But you know what the Holy Spirit was, when you were talking, was because I went to one of those soul winning churches. That's all they cared about was saving souls.
Oh, yeah.
Saving souls.
Yeah.
Get my crowns in heaven. Yeah. Saving souls. And I was saved. I wanted somebody to teach me how to live as a Christian. I wanted sisters in Christ.
Yes.
I wanted to have that stuff. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to just be like, you know, among the sea of people, go out and save souls and then what? But you know what? God will work everything to his good, right? For those who love him and are called according to his purpose. He has put that desire in my heart to be able to do what I didn't have, right? That's why we have this podcast. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm a Christian author writing books, because I want to encourage people up in the Word to know how much God loves you, encourage you in what you're called to do. That's why we're having this women's conference coming up to rise up people. It's time to get off the pew. It's time to get up and serve and step out and find what God created you for. What he created you. We're talking about that today. You were created ahead of time to do good works, right? And some people don't know what that is, but that doesn't mean you don't seek it. Right. But that's why it's a burden to me. It's a burden to me to be able to go out and do that, because I went a long time with nobody ministering to me that way. I was kind of lost. I was saved, but I was still lost. I didn't know where to look. And so that's why we have this podcast. We take our time to share with you, to kind of help you where you're not alone. It's not just about saving souls. Once a soul's saved, it has to know how it's supposed to live as Christ. So we can go out there and do the kingdom work. And help other people to then go out and do the kingdom work. It's kind of like passing the torch, like that Olympic torch. I think we've talked about that before. You just keep on passing that along. But so that's one of the things that was on me. It was just so heavy when you were talking, Joe Heather, you know. And so, now we're going to jump down to the third part where it says, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Now, the King James says, which God hath, which means has, before ordained that we should walk in them. Now, you're probably thinking, well, how far advanced, Tammy? Like yesterday, last week,
honey's
been how far advanced? Well, I believe it was probably all the way before my birth. So I'm going to give you some verses here I want you to think about. So the first one is Jeremiah 1:5, which is, I'm going to read from NIV. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nation. Now, you're talking about Jeremiah here. But this is, you could take all these things for you. He didn't. He's not the only person he knew in the womb, right? He knows all of us. He created us in the womb, mm-hmm. right? He's talking about, I prepared mm-hmm. in advance. He's prepared in advance probably for everybody who's ever going to live. He's already prepared in advance the good works that they're going to do. And then Psalms 139:16, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your books before one of them came to be. Woo! He has written about you. Yeah. You're thinking, there's a book about me? There's a mm-hmm. book about you before you were born. You know, God has already prepared our good works in advance, and ordained. And ordained. These two verses are saying, we'd like mm-hmm. to look at different verses. Ordained that we should walk in them, meaning to do them. Doesn't mean everybody's going to do what God has prepared them to do. That's the sad part. Not everybody's going to step out and mm-hmm. do those things. But they've been ordained. They've been set aside for you. You. The stuff that God's called you to do, only you can do. You know? And so if you don't do them, who's going to do them? Who's going to do those good works?
Yeah.
And then the other thing, before I pass it back to Joe Heather, one of the things that's just been heavy on my heart about this is if you need a reason to be pro-life, these are the verses for you. These are the verses mm-hmm. for you, because God, he didn't wait until after you came out. Poof, it's a girl. Okay.
Right.
He's saying that he formed you in the womb before then he knew you. That's he creates us and put this in there. So if you're having a hard time struggling with being, pro-life because of maybe some of your political views or some the way that you were raised or your friends or other influences around there, I challenge you to go get in the Word and ask the Lord to show you, mm-hmm. to get him to speak to your heart and say, I want to know what the truth is, Jesus, I want to know. And help you to open up your heart and see that Jesus is pro-life, mm-hmm. amen. He is. So I'm going to leave it that before I get into trouble. That's it back to Joanna.
Well, it's just the truth. It's the truth. And we speak the truth on this show because we know that the truth mm-hmm. sets you free. And the Lord is truth. And, so that's why we're chewing on this word. We're trying to digest it and take it into our being and to say, what part of this living word is God speaking to me today? Which part am I taking away with me? And so you actually might be asking yourself, well, okay, you keep talking about God has prepared me in advance. I sure don't feel prepared. Right? I don't feel prepared. Well, believe it or not, God has given you resources that maybe you just haven't recognized yet. Number one, we mentioned this a minute ago when I kind of got carried away, but, he's blessed you with himself as Holy Spirit living in you. The Spirit of God is right there with you, and he is ready to strengthen you and to guide you into what he's prepared you to do. And something you can do there that you go, well, what does that even mean, Joe Heather? We've got a lot of resources on our site about Holy Spirit, about what that means to you. I encourage you to go back and check some of those out and study the Word, obviously. But the second thing he's blessed you with is the knowledge of who he is, because he's preserved who he is in Scripture. And isn't that an honor that the God of the universe, our Creator, loved us enough to say, hey, let me tell you who I am. And he's given us the Scriptures. They are living and sharper than any two-edged sword. It's a living resource in your toolbox, so to speak. And if you're trying to understand, what is it mean? What does it mean for me to be your handiwork, God? Study the Word. Do a word search. Get on your computer. Open up Bible Gateway. Gosh, I'm in Bible Gateway every day. every single day I'm in Bible Gateway and I'm searching if you've never used that as a tool. It's an amazing tool. There's a lot of tools out there for you to search and to understand. And the third thing that he's given you are brothers and sisters, I hope, in your life, brothers and sisters in Christ who can help you along the way. They can pray with you, study the word with you, offer godly counsel for the times you feel stuck and you don't know which way to turn. You know, I bet somewhere in one of these three things, you're going to find something that goes, you're right, Jo Heather, I am resourced. I do have what I need because I'm God's handiwork and he's prepared good works for me to do. So the question now is, you know, can you just trust him? Can you trust him that he's going to give you what you need when you need it? Mm. So meditate on that. And while you're doing that, I'm going to share with you that today's episode is sponsored by our very own Tammy, otherwise known as T.S. Thompson. She has a deep desire to move readers with her books and to share the light of God to uplift and inspire. She is blessed with the gift of storytelling, as you can tell, and believes the world is in need of good family-friendly books everyone can enjoy. I encourage you to check out more about Tammy's books at ts-thompson.com. That's ts-thompson.com. Now, if we are looking for sponsors of the podcast, so if you would like to be a sponsor of a future episode, and you can do that for your business, your ministry, or maybe you just want to feature your favorite ministry effort, just contact us at loveandencouragement.com.
Thank you. So true. Just reach out to us. You know, it's on our website. Yeah. So, wow. So we get ready to wrap up today. It's really a beautiful verse that reminds us, you know, who we are in Christ. We have to be reminded sometimes who we are in Christ. Mm-hmm. And to know that we were created to serve his kingdom. That's the foundation of purpose, is we are created to serve his kingdom and to go about doing good works, you know, that God prepared in advance for us to do. It's pretty simple when you look at it that way, right? Yeah. So, you know, my question to you is, so if God prepared in advance good works assigned to you, do you think that he's also going to equip you with, and supply you for all that you need to do those good works? Of course he is. Of course he is. He's going to supply mm-hmm. all that you need, whether it's resources, whether it's a sister in Christ, a brother in Christ, a connection that you need to make, or whether it's a financial support, whatever you need, he is going to supply it, right? He's going to give you this. Who was saying it the other day? Was it Joel Osteen? Somebody was saying, where there is vision, there is provision. I just love that, right? So he's going to give that to you. So just trust and hold on to this verse and take that step of faith mm-hmm. out to start doing good work. You can start small. God says, hey, give this woman in the grocery line $5. Give it to her. Give it to her. Mm-hmm. You know, offer to mm-hmm. carry somebody's groceries or take some time to minister to somebody or cut your neighbor's grass, whatever it is, just start going out and doing those good works because I know it's going to make Jesus smile, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I love even thinking of that. Guys, when you come to Jesus, you're a new creation. You're God's handiwork. You are a beautiful poem written by him. And this new part of you, your spirit, has been created by Christ to do these good works we've been talking about today. And they begin first with you learning to live a holy life, you know, just embracing your identity as a child of God, believing it, believing that God has chosen you before the foundation of the world. He has chosen you to be holy and set apart. And so if you've never accepted this free gift and you're just listening in today trying to find out more, hey, I encourage you to take time to pray about it this week. I mean, just know that God is calling you out of darkness and into his wonderful light. For those of you who are listeners, you know, I want you to ask yourself this question this week. How will you walk more confidently in holy living this week? How will knowing your God's handiwork, how will that encourage your good works that bring honor to his name? Thanks for joining us today. We'll be back next week as we offer you words of encouragement that remind you of God's awesome love.